Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Come on and just begin to praise God on this powerful, wonderful, blessed, beautiful Monday morning. How can it be so, you may ask, in the midst of whatever circumstances you're going through? Because you, my brothers and sisters, as well as I, my brothers and sisters, are alive today. And as long as we have breath in our body, we're in our right minds, we still have, glory, another wonderful chance at life. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rotzi Williams. Listen and grow. We are in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 21. Again, that's Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 21 for today's devotion. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live here on Daily Fire Devotion, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the broadcast page of my ministry website, rossi.org, or online on blogtalkradio.com. And Rossi is spelled rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, still make sure that you don't miss your daily growth by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it whenever you have the time throughout the day, as well as share it with someone else. Follow by texting the word DF or letters DS to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Again, text the message DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text or follow on blogtalkradio.com. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, as well as the ability to give to the ministry, see my upcoming itinerary. Some of you are reaching out for me to come to your church. At this point, I cannot come physically because of COVID-19, but yes, I will work with you on the virtual events that you're having or online events, online, whatever it is that you want me to speak at. So just send the information on the contact page of rossi.org, and I'll try my best to work with you from there. Please remember, I am an attorney, and I'm a litigating attorney, which means I still have court cases. Just got a criminal charge dropped against someone up in Port Charlotte this past Friday for resisting arrest. So I am all over the state of Florida on cases, but I will respond to you to see how I can try to work things out for you, even if that means maybe we try to do something in 2021. So send all of that to me on rossi.org, rawsi.org. Let's get into this word. In the book of Luke 15, verses 11 through 21, God has a great word for you today. Reading from the KJV. And he said, this is Jesus speaking, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And on many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And when he fain would have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Last two verses. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's daily fire devotion is forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Brothers and sisters, so many of us are stuck in a rut, unable to move forward, recycling through the same situations, the same sin, the same bad relationships, the same bad decisions, the same bad jobs, not seeing ourselves grow, our ministries grow, our marriages grow, not seeing our children grow, because we will not give to ourselves the same power of forgiveness that we've given unto others. But there comes a time when you got to shake off and release yourself from the sinful life that you have lived, because God has forgiven you, but you have yet to have forgiven yourself. You keep living in the condemnation of the era of your ways. You keep living in your past, which is why you can never even move to the present, much less your future. You keep apologizing for the same things over and over that you really truly and sincerely, notice those words, truly and sincerely repented of and changed from. And you keep letting people take you back there. Forgive yourself. Release yourself from the spiritual taint of what you've done. In the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 21, Jesus was teaching the parable of the prodigal son. And he talked about this man who had two sons, and the man was very wealthy. And one of the sons, in his folly and reckless and foolishness, said to the dad, give me my inheritance now. I don't want to wait until after you die and have to go through the probate situation. Give me mine now. And so the father did that. And that son went off and he spent all he had. And he found himself in a place of being destitute because famine hit the land. After he spent all of the money with his, quote, friends, unquote. You know how you have a lot of people around you when you have a lot. But when you're destitute, you find out who your friends really are. He was so hungry that he went and hired himself out to a man who sent him out there to feed the man's pigs, his swine, the Bible says. And as he was feeding the pigs, he was so hungry that he began to desire to eat what the pigs eat. And then he came to himself and said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Even my father's servants have a place to stay. Even my father's servants have food to eat. And here I am out here with all the pedigree, all the legacy, all the good name, everything that was birthed into me about to eat what the pigs eat. No, I'm going to have to get this right. So he said, I'm going to go to my father and I'm going to beg forgiveness and tell him that now I realize I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against thee and I'm no longer worthy to be called your child. I'm even worthy to work as your servant because you gave me what was mine and I squandered it. I realize that and I'm going not in a spirit of pride, but in a spirit of a low and meek and repentant and contrite spirit. And I'm just going to say, Daddy, I sinned. Please forgive me. So as he was on his way home, I can see him now. Can't you see him with his head bowed down low? Sweat popping out all over because he's afraid that the father may not receive him because the father does not have to receive him because the father had already received him and called him his son, but he in his own pride had walked away from God. Can't you see him going with a slow pace because he's unsure if the father will forgive him for all he's done? Can't you see him worried about what everybody else might say there if he's kicked out? Can't you see him? Glory. But when the father saw him, it said in the parable, the father recognized his son afar off and didn't even wait for the son to make it to him. But when the father saw him, it said the father ran to him, fell on his neck, kissed him and hugged him and had compassion on him. And when he said to the father, I have sinned, please forgive me. We didn't have time to read all of it, but go back and read Luke 15. The father received him and he told his servants, kill the fatted calf and let's have a celebration because my son once was dead, but now he is alive. Brothers and sisters, this is what God is saying to you today. He sees you even afar off. The sin that you have committed, if you ask for forgiveness, he will forgive you. So now forgive yourself. Glory. You repented of your life and he forgave you. Now forgive yourself. You repented of your fornication and adultery. He forgave you. Now forgive yourself. You repented of your backbiting and slandering people's names and defamation. You repented of your wickedness. You repented of not believing and not doing what God told you to do. You repented of your not giving and not tithing. You repented of your homosexuality. You repented of every sin. God forgave you. Now forgive yourself. Release yourself from the spiritual bondage of being bound to sin and go and sin no more. You cannot go back and unring the bell of whatever you did. You can't put toothpaste back into the tube nor milk back into the jug. But what you can do is you can ask forgiveness from God, receive that, and then forgive yourself, understanding that if you truly repented, you will not go back into that thing anymore. And maybe you may even have to go back and ask forgiveness from the person, because what you did was not just a sin against God, but a sin against those you loved. If you committed adultery, part of forgiving yourself means the healing and the ability to ask your spouse for forgiveness. If you went out there and got a child on your spouse, part of forgiving yourself and being released spiritually is repenting of that thing to your spouse. If you stole money or embezzled, whatever you did, part of the release is apologizing, if possible, to the people whom you hurt. And once you have done those things, glory, then forgive yourself. tell yourself, never again will I have to have this discussion, because I've truly repented with true remorse to the Lord. I've truly repented with true remorse to those whom I hurt, and they will know that not just because I said it, because true repentance also requires action, but because I've set the appropriate boundaries in place to show them that I love them and not to go back into that. Because forgiveness removes the spiritual taint, but not the natural consequences. In other words, if you murdered somebody last night and you asked God for forgiveness, he forgave you, and the spiritual taint is removed. You can go to heaven, but he's not going to remove the arrest. That's called grace and mercy if he doesn't let you go to jail. If you fornicated this morning, he'll forgive you, but he's not going to abort the baby. Jesus told the thief who asked forgiveness hanging on the cross beside him, this day you'll be with me in paradise. In other words, the spiritual taint was removed by the forgiveness, but the natural consequences of death for his thievery were not. He was going to die on that cross. So part of seeking that forgiveness that you need to make amends as part of the healing process is that you deal with the natural consequences. If you lost your marriage because you committed adultery, quit blaming your spouse. You understand that that was the natural consequence, and that person had the right to make that choice. But you make amends and then forgive yourself. I'll never commit adultery again. I'll never fornicate again. I'll never be a liar. This is what I'm telling you to say. Whatever it was, I'll never be a liar again. I'm going to tell the truth, even if that truth hurts. I'll never steal again. Whatever it is, wherever you found yourself when you came to yourself like the Son, he was just living that life every day so much that he forgot who he was. He forgot who he was, who his father was. Just like so many of us, we're living any kind of way. We're about to go into prayer because we've forgotten who we are. We're out there doing the riotous living, attached to all kind of people who are not godly and who have no true compassion or love for you and your soul. And just like his friends, when things got bad and he had nothing else to give them, these people walk away. But at some point, he came to himself. And today, that is what I encourage you to do. Come to yourself. Remember who your father is. What your pedigree is. Your father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Come to yourself and go to him. Be released so that you too can forgive yourself and go and sin no more. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come, hallelujah, in that name that is above every name. That wonderful, powerful name of Jesus, that wheel in the middle of a wheel. Father, the lily of the valley, that rose of Sharon, that bright eyed morning star. We come asking forgiveness, God, of every sin. Father, everything that has separated us from your word and your love and your blessing and your destiny and everything that has caused us to forget who we are, to attach ourselves to the wrong people, be in the wrong places, doing the wrong things. Lord, we come to ourselves, Father. We release ourselves by asking forgiveness and turning away from a sinful life. Oh, Lord, we can see you just running to us now. Your arms wide open, saying, my son was dead, but now found you alive. My daughter was dead, but now she's alive. Celebrate, angel. My child has come home. Come on, let's celebrate. My child is home, and I forgive my child of all he or she has done. Help us to make amends. Help us to release ourselves and forgive ourselves. No more going back, because we are now made new, both spiritually and naturally, in the name of Jesus. Come on and worship him. Come on and just worship him. Just tell him, I forgive myself. I release myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Keep worshiping the Lord in that spirit of humility as I do the altar call, and then I'll end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have not released yourself, you can never go forward because you keep hitting yourself over the head and beating yourself over the head, browbeating yourself for the same things that you've already been forgiven of. You've made amends. You've apologized. You've truly changed your life. So the apology was sincere, and you're trying to move on. But it seems like every time something happens, that just keeps being brought up, or you keep raising it in your own mind. And because of that, you don't live a worthy life that you should be living because you have not learned how to forgive yourself. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of not receiving your forgiveness. I repent of not believing you forgave me. Because if I truly believed you forgave me, and if I truly made amends with the people for the wrong I did, and if I truly was remorseful, and if I truly changed from those sinful behaviors, and if I truly didn't go back to that anymore, then I would have forgiven myself, Jesus. But because I didn't understand the meaning of true forgiveness from you, I kept living and reliving in that prison of spiritual bondage. I wouldn't let myself go. I wouldn't let myself fly, Jesus. I wouldn't let myself take wings in the fullness of your glory. I wouldn't let myself be free. I wouldn't let myself minister. I wouldn't let myself usher. I wouldn't let myself serve. Because I stayed in the prison, even though my time was up. Now, Father, I ask forgiveness for everything in the name of Jesus. And I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I believe it. I will live right. I will live right. I will go and sin no more. I am now saved. I am now rededicated. I am now free. And I will accept the natural consequences of my action because I want to be free. And I am free. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, I am free today. I am free. And remember, being free is not a prideful freedom. For example, saying to your wife, you can't say anything else to me about this. I ask forgiveness now. No, no, no. I taught you. There are some natural consequences. And part of being free is that you're going to go to your wife or husband in sincerity and get things right. You're going to get rid of all those side chick and side man numbers in your phone, and you're going to tell every one of them. I don't care what I did. If I was in the bed with you this morning, I am now free, and I will go and sin no more. And don't even worry about thinking you're going to tell my spouse and mess it up, because I'm going to do that myself. Why? Because God has forgiven me, and I'm going to do the work and seek the amends with my spouse so that I'll be able to forgive myself and live in freedom. Let the addictions go. Let the sin go. I'll be 50 years old in a few weeks. I promise you that is nothing like living for Jesus. I could have left the Lord if I didn't want to live this life. Nobody makes me. It's a choice. And every day I just think about where I would have been, Jesus, had I not served Christ. And it's not a good picture. All right. Our topic for today is forgive yourself. Your task for today is to come to yourself and go home to Christ. Go home to those who love you. Ask for the forgiveness. Call them. Text them. Go see if you can. I know some people can't because of COVID. Ask for the forgiveness and truly change. And then forgive yourself. Go and sin no more and live a happy life. All right, text the message DF to phone number 33222 so you'll get the recording of this message today and share it with others. And you'll get the recording each day at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, and visit me at rossi.org. All right, you have been released. Forgive yourself. I see you at 7 a.m. in the morning on daily.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be